I have was born with cerebral palsy, and I'm also HIV positive. I was born in 84, a preemie, as a baby, and which caused me to have less air in my brain, so there was brain damage, so it caused me to have cerebral palsy. I've had boyfriends before, but I've also had people look at me differently. I've had people stare at me as I walk down the street, in the LGBT in itself. And that's the weirdest part about this whole thing, is because as segregated as the LGBT feels like they are segregated, within that segregation, there's another segregation of people that are blind or disabled, or people that don't feel like they fit into that culture of the LGBT. So yeah, I've had that happen before, a lot. A lot of gay men, not all, but a lot of gay men have this thing of perfection. They want the guy to be perfect, built, you know, a certain look in a certain way. And a lot of times I don't fit into that mold of, you know, with a disability. I try to dress nice and decent and, you know, have this persona to, and I think in my psyche, is to hide the disability part of me, even though I know it's not really helping, but to give them a view of, you know, yeah, I look nice, but there's more to me than there is that I'm showing. So I do tend to dress nice at times because I want you to see that there's more to me.